This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about looking for the silver lining to quiet your anxious thoughts. So anxious thoughts come along. We know that those are going to be happening. Thoughts come and go. And it really is in our response to them that we decide whether we're going to get more anxious or we're going to actually just let it float by, let it move along. And so one of the ways that we can do that is by changing how we are looking at these thoughts when they come up. And one of the things in life that has worked for me in the past, and I think I still do it a lot, is looking for the silver lining. Maybe not even with anxious thoughts, but just with situations. Looking for the silver lining. It kind of calls the brain to have to work differently instead of just the default of worry, right? We have to look at it as like, okay, what else could this mean, right? Let's look at this. You know, you really should give it a try. Again, no cost. You don't have to do anything special to get this going. And we all find ourselves with situations that this would be helpful in. So we all tend to ruminate on things, especially when something is negative and has gone wrong. We made a mistake at work, or we had an argument with someone, or even plans changed. We're going to go to the movies, and the person we were planning to go with has decided, no, they have something else that they need to do, and they're going to reschedule with you. Well, again, small thing, but sometimes we can turn that into rumination. We can turn that into letting the anxious mind think all kinds of things. So whether it's big or small, we have things that come up and we turn them into the spin cycle of ruminating thoughts. And we might even think about these things so often that all of our life seems to be filled with mishaps and disappointments, right? That's how then the mind gets clouded and has like a shroud over it because all we have put our attention on are the things that didn't work out, the things that went wrong, and we're focusing on them too much. And that can really make us feel like we're depressed because that's depressive thinking. So what do? We get to decide how we're going to think about these things. Take your power back. Don't let the amygdala and default thinking run your whole day or your whole life. So why not try to add a little bit of looking on the bright side? Looking on the bright side, even when things go wrong. Of course, that is a key component of optimism. A lot of research has been done on optimism, and the research that has been done links lower rates of depression to optimism. And more relationship satisfaction. Who doesn't want both of those things, right? Why not give it a try? All it is a shift in your thinking. Now, I know I can hear some of you saying, I've tried that before, it doesn't work, it's not true, so it's not real. But I want to say this, just like everything else that we talk about here and that we work on here, is a practice. It isn't going to change everything overnight, or you just find the silver lining in one situation and everything else is rosy. No, life will continue to throw us lots of things that are difficult, disappointing, challenging, devastating, but we also have great things that come along. And one of the things we can do is try to find within those negative situations that come up to try to find something that is working within it, right? And you say you may have tried it before, but again, it takes time and practice, because we've been practicing the negative thinking and the depressive outlook or the dark outlook for how long? How long have we been in that default mode of just thinking victim thinking, or everything always happens bad to me? Why me? We may not consciously think these things, but they kind of wiggle through. And maybe it's just an old habit from a long time ago. But with some conscious effort, we can change that and look at things with a brighter disposition. So while finding the silver lining on a negative experience might make you afraid that you're going to be a Pollyanna or walking through life with rose-colored glasses, I really believe, and I have seen in my life, and I include myself in this because we all get in moods, many of us have a tendency to look on the bright side too rarely. We need to look at the bright side more often.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
So I want to give you some ideas on how you can do that and it help you achieve a better balance in how you are looking at the situations that come up in your life. So how are we going to get going on looking at life on a brighter note? It's kind of important that we put this into practice because so often we just take in the information. We read a book, we watch a YouTube, we listen to a podcast, we read an article, and we think we got it. Like you may even get it, like feel it. Okay, I get that, makes sense to me. But the reality is we have to do more. You have to do it. You have to actually take this information that you have intellectually and drop it down into your body. You need to embody what you are wanting to change. Can't just understand it in the mind. Nothing changes if you just understand it. You have to do it. The best way to drop things down into our body is to actually make the changes and keep track of them. I love the journal for that. So let's get you started on how to have life looked at from a sunnier disposition. So in that journal that you're keeping, and if you haven't started one, today would be a great day to get one going. I want you to list 5 things that make you feel like your life is enjoyable, enriching, or worthwhile at this very moment. These can be general things. They can be things that were on your gratitude list. Or they can be very specific, such as the breakfast that you just had, or the beautiful scent of your favorite aromatherapy. Find something. Like I said, these could be things that are on your gratitude journal too, but I want you to get very specific on this is a place that you're working on shifting from looking at life from the darkness and the despair and the challenges and trying to find the silver lining. We want to be able to let our mind, because I think it wants to go there, shift into a positive state of mind about our lives in general. And then the next thing I want you to do is to think about the most recent time when something didn't go your way or when you felt frustrated or irritated or upset. And I want you to write about that. You know, keep that going in the journal. Now, you can do this just in your head, but again, once we put it on the paper, it looks different. Once we have had the act of actually typing it out or writing it out and seeing it with our own eyes, it changes. We're looking at it from a different perspective, and we're trying to change how we're seeing things. So if you can, it would be really helpful if you could be writing all this out. You know, just have it be a few sentences. Describe the situation in writing. Then list 3 things that could actually help you to see the brighter side of the situation, to see that beautiful silver lining. Now, I know you can come up with a lot of problems and disappointments. We all have them. So jot them down and see if you can find a way to find the gem in there, the silver lining. Let's say there was construction on your way to work and you had to take this. You couldn't take the highway. You had to take the longer, slower route. Well, let's say that you actually got to listen to your favorite book on audio longer. You actually got to finish it on the ride. Now, it's a small thing, but what we're training our mind to do is to say, instead of having focus only on the thing that went wrong, there actually was an upside to it. There was another side to this coin. And I am going to pay as much attention to the thing that brought me joy, such as finishing the book because I had to take the long route to work, as much attention to that as I would to, oh my gosh, the highway is having construction. I can't get on. It's going to be a longer ride. And you know how it goes. I don't need to tell you. So what you are seeing is that even though something was what looked like a negative, you got something good out of it. So I want you to actually practice this on a regular basis. We have it in the journal. So make sure that you come back to it. I don't know how you tag your journals or earmark them, but put a sticky note, different color or something to remind you, I want to continue working on this. Or put a star on it, whatever. Make this journal a part of your life so you're going back to it and you're seeing, oh, that silver lining writing really helped me. It helped me to see it with my own eyes on paper. And it really helped me to see that what happened wasn't really all bad. I got something good out of it. Now, some days it might take a little digging, and it may not be as easy as the example I just laid out for you, but there is something in there. And I'm really hoping that you will take some time with this practice. Again, these practices we talk about on the show are not just for your mind. We don't make the changes by just thinking about them. So I hope that what you're doing is finding the practices that really resonate with you. You don't need to do everything. You couldn't do everything that we talk about. We're all different. Different things are going to really light our fire. Find the ones that do get you excited and feel like this can really help me, and stick with them, work with them. And I hope that you will be actually looking for the silver lining in your life to quiet your own anxious mind. And now for today's quote. It is important to expect nothing, to take every experience, including the negative ones, as merely steps on the path, and to proceed. And that's from Ram Dass. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.